This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday. And we're fully assembled, sort of. Seton joining us from his home. Don't call it a comeback, but I think Seton probably looking at the results, most valuable Danette, and figuring this could be your Willis Reed moment. Or it could be Paul Pierce, where they took him off just so he could use the bathroom and come back. But we know you've been down, you've been out, but you're back, at least for today, and we're really proud of you. How about a round of applause for Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, nice rally.
Couldn't do it without you guys.
Marvin, are you applauding? Okay, I couldn't hear it. It was drowned out. What would you say what percentage you are today, Seton?
I'm pretty good. I'm about, I'd say 85.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Did the most valuable Danette voting have anything to do with you coming back on Friday and not waiting until maybe Monday?
Monday was very appealing. Not going to lie to you. Monday was like, man, that sounds about right. That sounds like about the right time frame.
Did this week help or hurt your candidacy for most valuable Danette?
Candidacy.
You know, I feel like it really hurt, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
And I learned some things about the role I've taken on this year.
Mm.
In that, you know, McLovin, I feel like, always got the most hate mail of anybody. And it turns out this week, I feel like I'm actually occupying his seat in more than one way, because it turns out there are a lot of people that don't like me. And I feel like, man, I've really stepped up this year.
Wait, what is there to not like? I'm missing something.
I've been wondering that myself, Dan.
Yeah.
But it turns out I rub a lot of people the wrong way. And I feel like, you know what? I'm actually doing the job better than I thought I did. So that, I feel like, actually helps my MBD.
Okay. And least valuable.
Definitely.
Most improved, least improved. And voting will close next week. By the way, it is a Meat Friday. Chad is here from Traeger. Chad and his sous chef, Julie.
Oh.
And I got in early today because I thought, all right. He told me what he thought the menu was going to be. Oh, it's a menu. We got smoked shrimp cocktail, smoked salmon, herb-crusted standing rib roast. We got slow-roasted porchetta, and we have green beans, eggnog bread pudding with bourbon sauce, cranberry old-fashioned cocktails. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Wow. That's a feast. Feast of resistance. But come on in, stay a while. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, and the Traeger Holiday Sale. Shop the hottest deals of the season and save up to $400 on select grills and more. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. Remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. Last night, San Francisco 49ers did what they're supposed to do. They handled the Seahawks. They clinched the NFC West. And Brock Purdy, battling through an injury, looked really good to start and then kind of held on after that. But you start to look at the Niners, and you have to look at the bigger picture here. How do you stack them up against the Eagles or the Cowboys? I guess you got to throw the Vikings in there. Anybody else, you probably have three teams that can go to the Super Bowl in the NFC if they get into a shootout. Now, that's a big if, because that Niners defense is great and was great again last night, holding another opponent under 15 points. If they get into a shootout with Dallas or Philadelphia, can they survive? That'll be the one thing that I want to keep an eye on. But they did what they needed to do, got the win. They were 3.5-point favorites there. And here is Brock Purdy on the team effort.
It's special and everything, but man, honestly, I'm just like another component. I'm another piece to this team in terms of a guy coming in, just doing what he's asked of, you know. I'm the quarterback. I have to make decisions. I trust in how the coaches teach me throughout the week.
Here's his coach talking about Purdy battling through injury.
The injury he had last week, and for him to be ready to go today, which still you could tell in pregame warmups, you know, a number of things that were really tough for him, and for him to be able to just play, let alone to play the way he did, protect the ball. I knew he struggled to move a little bit at times, but there at the end for that 3rd and 1, for him to be able to run and move the chains there, they had a lot of respect for him before that game, but a lot more now.
Yeah, I was a little nervous or concerned about Brock Purdy playing last night, because I thought, all right, let's think bigger picture here. Even if you lost that game, you'd still be a game ahead of Seattle, and you're a better team than Seattle. I just didn't know how much he was risking a bigger injury, maybe a more sustaining injury, if he played last night. Obviously, Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing, put him in there. But also, with that defense, you're not asking Brock Purdy to get into a shootout with anybody right now. McCaffrey looks great. Debo's going to be rested in a couple of weeks when he comes back. Ayuk, Kittle, 21 points. That's good. You know, that's all you need right now. And I think having, you know, Kyle Shanahan putting Brock Purdy into situations where he can succeed, and the moment doesn't seem too big for him. I mean, you already went, I would say, toe-to-toe with Tom Brady, but you didn't. But you were there on the field with Brady, and you looked really good. You looked really comfortable. And even last night, started out, he looked really good. But if you get into that shootout, are you capable of putting up 28, 35 points? Because Philadelphia and Dallas are capable of doing that. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. David Spade will join us coming up a little bit later on. He's got a podcast with Dana Carvey. And the anniversary of Chris Farley's death 25 years ago. And Spade will join us coming up a little bit later on. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will join us as well. Three games tomorrow, afternoon and evening. Colts, Vikes, Ravens, Browns, Dolphins, and the Bills. Give me a weather update here, Paulie. It feels like anytime I mention the Dolphins and the Bills, we got to act like Jim Cantore here from the Weather Channel.
Yeah, it looks like lake effect snow remains in effect from 7 p.m. this evening to 1 p.m. Eastern Sunday for Buffalo. Now here's the big deal. It could either hit big or hit, you know, light. Obviously those are the two options, but total snow accumulations of 1 to 2 feet in the most affected areas, according to my people on the ground in Buffalo. Though it could, you know, it could alter just a, you know, a few miles from one area of Buffalo to another area, where it could be 6 inches in one area, 2 feet in another.
Okay,
I know that doesn't help you a lot.
No, it does not.
But it's to be cold, breezy, and snowy on Saturday night.
Okay. But Dolphins, Bills, I was looking at the over-under with the Ravens and the Browns. 38 points. Yikes. Ravens are getting 3 against the Browns. But backup quarterback with the Ravens and Deshaun Watson with his third game there with the Cleveland Browns. But the over-under is 38. Has there been a game with a lower over-under than 38 points this year?
We're checking. I couldn't find a 37, but I have to look back a little more. But that is, anything south of 40 is low for the NFL.
Seton O'Connor.
Sort of off topic, or like random left field comment, but do you think in modern times the NFL would put a franchise in Buffalo? If they were expanding right now, do you think that they would still be like, yeah, I think Buffalo is the place? Based on weather and how, you know, domes are so important now, and getting a Super Bowl and all of those things.
I could say the same thing probably about Green Bay. How many different franchises would we reconsider? If you said Buffalo, you'd probably say, well, you got to have a dome stadium.
And I'm not saying that they don't like deserve one or that it's not an awesome place. I'm just saying that the way that the business model works now, it seems like it would be a stretch.
Well, Green Bay would go, wait, where's Green Bay? Maybe you think about the NFL now and you'd be like, where would we be without Green Bay and Lambeau? But I think if you were just starting, I could see where there'd be a couple places where you'd go, okay. We wouldn't have doubts about Vegas where we did before. We'd be like, of course you got to put a team in Vegas. You know, all the gambling that's going on there. Put a dome stadium there. You're good. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, like Green Bay, Wisconsin. I think it's just over 100,000 people. So to put that in perspective, that would be like Fargo, North Dakota getting an NFL team. They're 125,000. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They don't have a team, I don't think, and they're 130,000. Those are some mediums. You're from Dayton, right, Dan?
Yeah.
About $137,000 people. That's bigger than Green Bay.
We could support it.
Are you going to work on that?
No. We got the Bengals. We don't need them. Got the Bengals.
That'd be great if, though, like Evansville, Indiana got a team.
What's the poll question today, Todd? Or is Seton going to do that now that he's back?
We've got a few poll questions.
Oh, okay. So, Seton, you're not capable of doing the poll question today? Okay. All right. You're battling.
No, you know, I'm happy to. Todd seems very excited to do the poll question, though. So.
Okay. All right.
After last night's game in Seattle, I think the 49ers will reach the Super Bowl, will win the Super Bowl, will win a playoff game, are a good story, but won't do anything in the playoffs.
I would say we'll win a playoff game. I'd be cautiously optimistic here. I still think the Eagles are the best team. And it comes down to what I said. If you get into a shootout, is Brock Purdy going to be able to put up big numbers there? And you may not need to with that defense. What else do you have?
Ja Morant reminds me of MJ, AI, Kobe, Easy. Why do we have to compare him to anyone?
Oh, I'm sure he's got some traits of all of those guys, but he's unique. I guess Iverson because of the size, athleticism, but he's more athletic than AI. And he had triple-double last night. I'd say a little bit like Iverson, maybe Jordan in there, a little Kobe sprinkled in for good measure. Seton, do you have any poll questions today?
I was looking forward to reading Todd's poll questions as Todd, actually.
Oh.
Well, there's two more. He could read the third and fourth.
If I was to say, should college athletes be considered student employees? Sure, you could say that. Come on now. No, they're not.
Mm.
No?
You want to give the backstory on that, Todd?
There was a story I was reading yesterday that involved the Pac-12 and USC and UCLA, and there's this push to try to get players to unionize and be considered as employees of schools, and they should be beyond NIL and transfer portals and all this, that they should be considered employees of schools and get more money and all the benefits that come with working for the school, not just being an athlete on the school. And that's why that's just the third of four polls.
Yes, Paulie.
I can put this to bed. Their status as student athletes hasn't changed. The schools aren't paying them. They're not being paid by the athletic department of the school. They're getting outside money. They're just the same as they were 5 years ago. They're scholarship athletes, and there's no difference except they get NIL money.
Yes, Seed.
I watched the Fab Five documentary last night, probably yesterday afternoon.
Don't tell me how it ends.
I took the opportunity to educate my son a little bit since we're both sick. Mm. Like, buddy, this is a team that you need to know about.
Mm.
And it was really shocking how... obviously it's dated, but you know how people talk about being on the wrong side of history? Some of the commentary coming out around that time was just so stupid. And it was like so obviously wrong now looking back all these years later. And you could kind of see some of that, it feels like, with this whole student athlete, student employee thing. Like, oh, okay, you want to be paid? Oh, okay, well, how about we call you employees now then? And it's like, what is it? Is it really that serious? Is it really that, like, these kids obviously deserve to be paid, but why do we have to do these funny things about, whoa, okay, why don't we call you employees? And what about your taxes? Who's doing your taxes for you? Like, The heck?
And you wonder about how much money the Fab Five could have made back then with just merchandise. They could have gone off on their own and just say, called the brand Fab Five and, you know, created clothes there.
And oh, they were talking about how, like, these dudes, they're Michigan selling cologne, Michigan selling, like, they had everything you could possibly sell. All of a sudden, you know, that obviously it's famous now, but the Nike black socks are flying off the shelves, yeah. All of this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are like, hey, can I borrow $20 for some gas money?
But, you know, I always thought that the Fab Five got too much credit for the baggy shorts and the black socks. That's what Jordan was wearing before that. But they did it as a team. And it became almost their signature. Yes.
Well, and they say that in the thing. They were like, we want it to look like Michael Jordan, not like these other dudes. Like, that's, we wanted Michael Jordan shorts, but baggier.
Yeah. But also, you know, they looked at those kids and they're like, oh, they're gangsters. They're thugs because look how they're, look what they're wearing and how the Jordan was wearing it. And everybody loved Jordan, but the Fab Five, it's like, oh, look at that. They're disrespect. That's disgraceful. You don't wear your uniform like that. Meanwhile, the best player in the world was wearing his uniform like that. Let's take a break. It's a media creation. It has to do with the Cowboys. We'll have that story for you coming up next. Dan Patrick Show. Masterclass. Make sure you sign up for this. You still have time. It's one of those if you go, oh, I don't know what I'm going to get him. Masterclass. Because you can learn from over 180 world-class instructors. You have James Cameron helping you make a film. You have Richard Branson helping you create a business. How about take cooking lessons with Gordon Ramsay? All of these things. You can do all of those. And you can do it. Unlimited access to online classes from the world's best. Anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. By the way, if you get Masterclass, you give that gift. The second membership is free. Cinematic, on-demand videos short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, your tablet, your living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give somebody what they've always wanted with a Masterclass membership and get the second one for yourself free. How about that? The gift that keeps giving. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Limited time only. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com. And the fact that he dated Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, you buried the lead.
Yeah, I'm out of round of applause for that right there. Yeah.
Daily double.
And then we spent time with him at the All-Star game in Milwaukee.
And he was juggling at that game as well, from what I remember.
I think so. I think he...
Five-tool player.
Yes, he was.
Man, he had like there was like eight girls waiting to speak to him. And like, man.
I know. All you got to do is be able to sing and have a guitar. That's all. Round here. And I can do neither. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Cowboys' Micah Parsons was talking about Philadelphia. They don't play this week. They play next week. But that didn't stop the media from going, wait, did somebody say something had to do with the Cowboys? Well, that's bulletin board material. Micah Parsons disrespects Jalen Hurts? Well, this has been going on for 2 days. This is the third day. I didn't touch it the first 2 days because I took it with what it was a measured conversation that he had with Von Miller. Von Miller has a podcast, The Voncast. And Parsons says, you know, when you look at the Eagles, is it Jalen Hurts or the team? So he's asking Von Miller the question, and they had just talked about Jalen Hurts and how good Jalen Hurts was. And, well, I'll let you hear it. And here is Micah Parsons and Von Miller. It starts with Micah.
Is it Hurts or the team? I think it's a little bit of both, man. It's system and team. I think it's a little bit of both, man, because they got a great deep. They got a great offensive line, which helps Hurts. Hurts has A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. They got a good running game.
I mean, Miles Sanders.
They scheme that they have.
O-line. Yeah. I mean,
and this Eagle Cowboys coming up, ain't it?
Yeah, it's coming up. I'm not trying to make no enemies. I just love the game so much, and I understand it so much that, like, I can't, when things are off, I just can't, like, hold it in. Like, I almost got to say something. Like,
yeah, you're right. They got a great team, great defense.
But everyone has their own opinions, like.
But they got, so, Jalen Hurts is
MVP. He's good.
They got him for the MVP race with Patrick Mahomes. His stats and what he's been doing, what numbers that he's putting up, is MVP worthy.
I don't know if that's bulletin board material. I don't think he called him out. I don't think he disrespected him. He says, look, I'm a defensive guy. I want to give credit to the defense, the Eagles' defense, and the line. Not Jalen Hurts is not an MVP candidate. He did talk about him and say nice things about him, but it got blown out of proportion. They don't even play each other this weekend. It's next weekend. But because it's Micah Parsons and everybody's desperate to have something on the Cowboys, anything on the Cowboys, I don't know. And then, so it gets to the point, now Micah Parsons is asked about his statements.
Would you like to clarify the thing? Are you standing on what you said or what?
You got to stand on everything you say just as a man. But obviously, they small clipped it and just took one line of what was really talked about. But no pun intended or no disrespect to Hurts. I think he's doing great this year. But you know me, I'm a defensive guy, and you know, I said their Eagles defense is just a team to watch. I mean, they just got hell of a players over there that's been making plays all year. So from a defensive aspect, you know, I know how offensive guys just kind of get all the credit. So I just want to stick up for the defensive guys.
That's a measured answer. For a young guy, I don't think there's anything there. Because I said to Paulie, did I miss something here with Micah Parsons? Because I was listened to it in context, and I said, did I miss something? Should I be covering this? Yeah, Seton.
It's crazy that they're like, do you want to apologize?
I know.
Yeah. Apologize for what?
I know. What, Paulie?
The more you listen to it, the more benign it gets. He's basically complimenting their entire team, which imagine if Micah Parsons was asked by Von Miller, is it Jalen Hurts of the team? Oh, Jalen Hurts is carrying that team. They're lucky to have him. That's bulletin board material. You know, yeah, they're lucky that if they didn't have Hurts, they would be under 500. That means he'd be demeaning the entire team. It was very measured.
Because then he could have said, is it Jalen Hurts or the team? It's definitely the team, not Jalen Hurts. He's a system quarterback. Anybody could win with that offense and that defense. I thought it was a measured conversation. He asked Von Miller the question, hey, is it Hurts or is it the team? And Von Miller's the host. And then Von Miller's saying, well, you know, it's both, which it is. It's both. But because it's the Cowboys, now it becomes something bigger. Now you're asking Micah Parsons, do you want to take those words back? I would have said, what words? I would ask the media who covering this, do you actually know what I said? People just took a headline. Show me where I disrespected him. Let me hear it. I'd like to know. Because I would ask the media, did you do your job? And I get the feeling a lot of media members did not. It's like, oh my God, Micah Parsons said something about Jalen Hurts. Let's lead SportsCenter with it. Yeah, Seton.
And don't people always refer to like football, how it's like the ultimate team game, right? You need everybody going in the same direction in order to accomplish this one goal. But if a player was to even hint that maybe it's the team and not one player, it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
It's nuts.
You can't say that. Yeah. What?
Yeah, I kept going, what am I missing here? And then I'd read a couple of articles on this. And then I said to Marvin, let me just hear how it's set up. I got to hear the context of this. And then when I heard it, I go, there's nothing here. Now, oh my God, Micah Parsons going to be a public enemy number one. He even says, boy, they're going to hate me. They already hate you because you're so damn good. Don't worry about that. You're a Cowboy. They either love you or hate you. And Philadelphia is going to hate you. Yeah, Paul.
I could find you 20 headlines.
Wow.
Micah Parsons disrespects, calls out Jalen. Calls out. Calls out means like you're challenging someone or you're there's 20 different headlines from reputable new sports organizations.
Oh, my God.
And they asked Hurts about it. He goes, play the Bears this weekend. That was his entire answer.
Exactly.
They had this big preamble question to Jalen Hurts. He goes, you know, Micah Parsons on the podcast, blah, 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 blah. And Hurts goes, we got the Bears this weekend.
Yeah. Already, you know, it's like, can we hype this game enough? It's already going to be a great game. You don't need to hype it any.
Parsons looking ahead?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Disrespecting the Jaguars.
Oh. Disrespectful.
You never disrespect the Jaguars.
Yeah. Like, wow. What am I missing? Yeah, Marv.
Worst part. I was like, ooh, Sunday? Is that a Sunday night game? I was like, ooh, Cowboys, Eagles? I was like, wait, that's not this week?
Right.
That's how much they've been hyping it up. I thought it was Sunday.
Yeah. You would get that feeling like, oh, my God. No, it's Cowboys and the Jaguars this weekend.
Trevor Lawrence, how do you feel about being overlooked by Micah Parsons? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Is it Trevor Lawrence or the team? Let's ask Micah Parsons. It happens. That's how we got to this point with OBJ, because it's the Cowboys. If OBJ had gone to Buffalo, story'd be over. Now, we would talk about, is he going to be able to play in the playoffs? But it'd be over. He's still in the news because the Cowboys are still in the news. Jerry Jones has stayed in the news with OBJ. That's it. There are a couple of, you know, hot button items that you hit every single day, at least you try to, every one of these shows. And there are times when I get disappointed in how we cover or what we cover, why we cover. because there are things that really need to be covered or are real stories. Teams that should be, you know, focused on, you know, shine the spotlight. But it goes back to, it's about the Cowboys and about the Lakers. Every single day. Sprinkle in Aaron Rodgers, you're good to go. And that's why I said, maybe I'm not being fair to this story. And then when I heard what they were talking about, I go, no, there's nothing here. But this is going to, you know, look at what happened this week. Wait till next week. Starting on Monday, it won't be about what happened on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be about, well, let's start looking ahead to the Cowboys and the Eagles. Is Micah Parsons going to say anything more inflammatory?
Yeah, Paul. Here's the guaranteed headline. If somehow either the Jaguars beat the Cowboys or make it a close game, Cowboys looking ahead too much, question mark?
Yeah.
Focused on the Eagles?
We'll get some phone calls in here. What's the poll question we're going to go with, Todd?
We are going to go with, after last night's game in Seattle, I think the 49ers will reach the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, win a playoff game. They're a good story, but won't do anything in the postseason.
Okay. Jesse in Atlanta leads us off. Good morning, Jesse. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Happy holidays. Hope everything's going well. And good to hear Seton's back in the flow of things. The real MVD has returned, I have to say.
Whoa.
Okay. Just want to say, out of all the, you know, Kyle Shanahan quarterbacks he's had this year, Brock Purdy looks like he has been the most efficient. And I know Shanahan has a great way of handling, you know, not so great quarterbacks like Matt Ryan, I'll just stop at him, and a few others. But Brock Purdy really has taken on the right role. He's actually been doing very well, even with answering questions last night on Amazon. You know, that he said and did all the right things. Looked like a pretty good quarterback candidate for either San Fran or something else, you know, later on. But he's been very efficient. And then one other thing I wanted to say was, you know, I think Fritzy definitely is going to win the least or least most valuable day in that because I've counted within the last 2 weeks. I don't know if this is intentional, but there may need to be a 19 investigate on this for a Pymageddon, because it seems like he has flopped down on 4 to 5 pie to the face bets in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, I'll work on that. He did get 3 pies in one day, but thank you, Jesse. Fritzy, do you owe pies to the face?
I know about the Drew Lock 19 touchdown passes, so that's not going to go well.
Do you
want
to check the stats on that?
I don't think he's going to be able to accomplish that in the next few weeks, so that's one. I'm not familiar with any of the other ones, but if I'm entitled to getting more, then we should look at that.
All right. I'll ask Mario. By the way, the backroom guys call Mario Maria.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's the backstory?
I don't know. I walked in, and I said to Dylan, I said, "You seen Mario?" And he goes, "You mean Maria?" And I go, "No, Mario." And he goes, "No, we call him Maria." I'm like, okay. Get the I-team on that. Yeah.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Roasted.
Yeah. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good Meat Friday, guys. Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call today. Good to see Seton back. Yeah, I do believe he might be the MVD.
Wow.
Anyways, I wanted your take on this, Dan, and I do have a stat of the day afterwards. Where does Trey Lance end up with all this if Brock Purdy does anything and takes San Francisco any length of time into the playoffs, maybe even to the Super Bowl like Jimmy Garoppolo did a few years ago? Will they treat him like Jimmy?
I think you're going to have to wait 6 weeks, Andrew, for that. Because I don't – if Brock Purdy is taking this team to the Super Bowl or NFC title game, and if I'm Kyle Shanahan, why am I going to spend any kind of money on Jimmy G? And then I have to really start to look at Trey Lance and go, is he the future for this team? And I think that's going to be the big question with this team. As they move forward, how good are they? How good are they going to be? And Brock Purdy's role in all of this. I just don't know if... It's not a Nick Foles situation in Philadelphia where you go, hey, Carson Wentz is still our guy. You know, Nick Foles was an older quarterback or a veteran quarterback. Here's Brock Purdy. I mean, he's 22 years of age. You might have your young quarterback, and it might not be Trey Lance. Yeah, Paul.
Here's the kicker on Brock Purdy. He turns 23 this offseason. He was drafted in the 7th round. That means he has a rookie deal. He is under contract completely for the next 3 seasons at basically nothing. He's going to make less than $1 million a year for the next three seasons. So if somehow they wanted to stick with him, it's basically like having a free quarterback.
Let's see. Bill in California. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Danny, 6 foot, 215, soft and graying, LT, FT. I need your help. Clearly, Fritzy is the most valuable Danette, but there's no question he will try too hard, babble on, and become the least valuable Danette.
Hmm.
So how do I vote?
I know. I would vote with your heart. I think that would be the best way to go. Don't overthink it. Just who gives you the most enjoyment?
Too late.
Every day. Who's the person you think contributes the most with the Danettes and the least? And it could be the same person. Could be. June in Virginia Beach. Hi, June. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, first of all. I have a comment and a request.
Okay.
5 years ago, my son was diagnosed with ALS. And he is still the funniest and the smartest person in the room. He celebrates every year that he has beaten this disease so far. And if you look in a dictionary and look under strength and courage, you'll see his picture. But I want to thank you, all of you, Dan and the Danettes, for being his companion. He has followed you, Dan, since you were on the mothership. And while his wife and daughters are at school, his wife is a teacher. My husband and I are able to stay with him. And I just want to thank you for all the laughter and joy you've brought into his life and into mine. He laughs continually when he watches your show. And I'm just so grateful for all that you've brought into his life. And I hope that you'll consider my request. His birthday is tomorrow. He'll be 41 years old. And I would hope that you could wish him a very happy birthday. And I hope that we will be watching you together for many years to come.
What is his name, June?
His name is Marty.
Marty. Guys, how about Marty. A happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Marty's Marty's birthday. Marty. Marty's going birthday.
Happy birthday.
Marty.
Marty. Happy
birthday. Thank you so much.
June. June, stay on hold.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm going to get some information. Tyler will get that. And we want to send Marty some gear for the holidays. Okay?
Party,
oh,
Marty.
Marty. Marty, Marty. Happy
party.
Birthday. All right. Well, that's great.
That wasn't rehearsed. That would be crushing.
A wonderful call. Yeah, Seton.
Maybe we could get a limerick out of Todd for Marty in June. Mm. That could be fun.
Okay. Actually, he already called and said no thanks.
Oh.
Yeah. He said pass. Yeah. He had his mom call in and said, we'll pass on that. I want it to be a good birthday.
Play of the day up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
He looks right, comes left, throws down the sideline, wide open, George Kittle, 30, 20, cuts inside, 10, cuts inside again, touchdown, San Francisco!
Courtesy of the 49ers Radio Network, KNBR, George Kittle has four career touchdown receptions of at least 50 yards. No other active tight end has more than two. Play of the day, spread the holiday cheer the wood-fired way. Traeger holiday sale going on right now. Shop the hottest deals of the season. You can make tasty new wood-fired traditions with Traeger. Save up to $400 on select grills and more. Check out traeger.com/dpshow. Remember, use the code DPSHOW. You will get free shipping. Some phone calls coming up. Rich Eisen will join us. Coming up next hour, Lucas in Texas. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Merry Christmas. Happy early birthday to Marty. Want to wish him well. Hey, I'm listening to yesterday's show. It sounds like this year's MID, Most Improved Danette, is headed to San Francisco for his 10-year anniversary. Is that right?
I believe that's on the bucket list there with Marvin. Marvin celebrating a 10-year wedding anniversary next year, and we threw out San Francisco. His wife wants to go to Alcatraz.
There we go. Okay, well, hey, two things. My wife and I was in Army training at the time when we got married. We had to take a delayed honeymoon. We went to San Francisco about a year and a half after we got married. So a couple things, especially from yesterday. We scheduled it around in close proximity to our beloved Astros being there in town. Got to watch a couple games at AT&T. Beautiful. Don't worry about going over to Oakland Stadium. It's terrible. So that was great. My wife enjoyed it. It was approved by her doing a sporting event while on a trip like that. But, and Fritzy, I know this would freak you out. You got to check out the bathroom situation at your hotel. We ended up at a European-style hostel.
Oh, boy.
And to this day, about 7 years later, down the road, my parents still don't believe that we stayed in a place that did not have a bathroom in the room. It was at the end of the hallway. And so you got to check out your bathroom situation before you book.
All right. Well, thank you, Lucas. Not many people do that, Marvin, but you've been warned. Yes, Paul.
If you take your wife to a hostel for your anniversary, it's your last anniversary. Hotel and hostel. The letters are just a couple different.
Yeah.
They're drastically different.
Yes.
I went on a vacation once, and Fritzy's talked about this, and the caller did, about taking your wife to sporting events you want to see. My wife and I went to London once. We were dating. I think we were engaged at the time. We went to London for like 6 days. It was great over winter. I really want to see a Premier League match. I'd never seen one before. It was a long time ago. But I did. I got her like tickets to a musical and a play. And then I dropped the, hey, there's a Premier League match at Fulham. You want to go check it out? She's like, oh, yeah. It was like a throwaway. Mm. But you can't lead with the sporting event, I think. Mm. Fritzy?
I totally agree. If they think the main reason why you picked a certain part of the country or world to go to is because you want to get in a game or two, that's just not very romantic. Sneak that in once you're there, or surprise her with tickets as if you know, it's an exciting thing for both of you.
Mm. Okay. Some great advice there.
Yeah, from a couple of legends of the marriage industry.
Yes. Yeah.
Look under the pillow. Tickets to the Premier game.
Yeah. Doug and
See, like now, my wife is the opposite of that. If I got her tickets to a play, she would be like, "What the hell are you doing?" Mm. She hates musicals. She hates plays. But if she was going to a Premier League game, she would be like, "All right, sick. This is fun." She loves soccer.
Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dan, you know I'm the reigning president of the Todd Nation, of the Fritzy fan club, but after yesterday, I've got to come out and say we have to endorse, the Todd Nation has to officially endorse Seton as the most valuable Danette, and the reason is he was emailing in content from his deathbed, sick at home, probably not able to walk or stand, but he was sending in content to the show. If that doesn't, you know, if that doesn't show heart and a contribution, I don't know what does.
All right. Well, thank you, Doug. Yes, Doug.
Come into work and well, it also could mean he was able to come into work and was milking it, but so it's one or the other.
Mm. No, Seton looks like he got roughed up a little bit.
COVID's a hell of a drug.
Yes, you got roughed up a little bit there, but
it was all the energy I could muster.
It was emotional yesterday for me when I saw that email come through, and I went, "That little guy at home, probably on his last breath." Just a little bit of energy. Can I hit? I don't even know if I can hit send. Hun, could you hit send for me?
One last joke. reply all. must well, get Dan mad.
What was the last thing that he said? Well, he sent some content to Dan during the show.
It was a video that he knew would get me really annoyed about the state of the NBA.
Yeah, Seton sent me a video of all these guys who are carrying the basketball, and I went apoplectic. I'm like, ah! And he did that from his deathbed. Yes, Marvin.
I'm changing my vote. Oh. Seton's definitely MVD because he sent me a DM. He sent me a DM. He didn't slide in my DMs.
Okay.
All right. And so he was like, here, you're welcome.
Yeah, Paul.
Imagine Seton's parents there at the funeral, and what were his last words? Ja Morant carries the ball too much.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah.
My boy.
His last words were what?
Going through the line to say, like, goodbye, pay your respect. Like, you know, the guy really knew how to get under my skin.
Yeah,
gotta give him credit.
What's the last thing Seton said? Suck it, Fritzy. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for Chat Row, two times for Backroom Bros. Didn't you guys have a caller that, when he passed away, said something? Or something?
His uncle.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. First of all, welcome back, Seton. It's good to see you on the screen, my brother. MVD, that's going to be a hard one. I'm battling between Seton and Marvin. For Marvin to come in and do what he did between the time that McLevin left to like right now, and the way that the show has been just totally hilarious, man, you guys, the chemistry is just there. So that's going to be a hard one. As far as the caller between Andrew, James, Al, oh my goodness, you got a hard choice there. You got a hard choice there, Dan. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. I have a question for you though. This weekend coming up is going to be the defensive battle of the, I guess, rookie of the year, a defensive rookie of the year. And my question is, if Aiden Hutchinson has, you know, pretty good game,
can he overtake Sauce? Because it's kind of like Sauce Gardner's award to lose right now.
Well, Sauce got a lot of recognition when he was at Lambeau and he put on the cheese head. But Hutchinson has been great. He's been consistent. I think he's got, what, 8.5 sacks this year?
That's right.
Yeah. He's good.
And the team is more of a spotlight, too, the Lions these days.
And the number one overall pick, do you remember who that was?
Walker.
What are his numbers with Jacksonville? Yes, Marv.
The most forgotten number one pick ever.
It's up there. It's up there. Rich Eisen will join us coming up next hour. More phone calls as well. Seton, Fritzy, Paulie, Marvin, yours truly. One more item as we close out hour one. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. We achieve it in different ways. And now, if you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, you can't afford to make mistakes. And don't go it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like us personalize retirement plans and understand the many options for claiming Social Security and implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. And that's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that will enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel Financial Advisor at stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.